Hello guys, this is me, I'm back. This time I wanna talk another lesson challenge. This time I wanna talk about art. As you guys know, I'm an art freak. I'm not great, I'm not professional, I know a little bit of art. Usually I draw cartoony faces, nothing special in people's point of view, but for me, of course, it's very special. So art. At first, let me tell you guys. This voice isn't gonna be very long, so I don't want to talk a lot. I want to just give you guys my own opinion about art and how I found myself in this subject, and I found I want to do art instead of just watching it. So I'm listening to one of AJ's lessons, which is called Art Program. You can find it in Zabanchanasis lesson, one of the Zabanchanasis lesson, and the courses is called VIP program, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, you can find there. You can find that there. So the subject is art. So why? How I decided to do art and how art changed my life. You know, I'm not a great artist, and these days I don't have much time to do art a lot, you know, like in the past, because those days I would just draw every day, and I would do it just for pleasure. It wasn't, you know, to have, you know, different courses and tutorials and maybe have a tutor or something. No. I stopped, you know, attending classes, art classes. So at the moment I'm doing art at my house again, and usually I do cartoony art. So I love them, I love the characters. So by the way, let's talk about the story of mine. You know, as you guys may know, I'm sure you guys who's listened to this podcast know me very good and know my actually story about, you know, what happened to me these past 2 years, and I'm sure you guys know that what had happened to me those days. You know, we had lots of problems on those days, so I don't want to just talk about my problems. You know, art on those days, I was so, you know, I had lots of free time. I was so, you know, broken inside somehow. I was frustrated on my situation in life, and I was so confused what to do. That was a question I had on those days. So at first I decided to learn English, as you guys may know, and then I decided to do some art. Because I had a little bit of talent, you know, I drew several characters. People said that, Kambiz, you're doing good, so why not trying more? And it was, you know, those comments were somehow a motivation to me to do more art. So I decided to draw something every day, so I did it. I did it every day, and everything changed there, because, you know, when you want to learn, you can just draw. You know, when you want to learn a skill, you can just learn it. You can't, because, for example, in English, you're listening to English, but you have no idea how to learn it. And if you just listen and listen and listen, and no one is around to help you to do your job better, so maybe you will fail, because you don't have any motivation, you don't have any comments to listen, you don't have any guidance or articles or anything to read or listen to, and have your schedule right. So on those days I decided to listen to great artists around the world. So it was very, very appealing somehow to me, because you know, I had to go to YouTube. I had to watch some great artists like Proko and Mark Clearly. Mark was, you know, better for me, because I was into you know, a cartoony characters. More so, Mark Hurley was amazing, or Jazza. So those guys had the same attitude which I need to change myself. So they started to talk, you know, don't compare yourself. For example, one of the most important thing that helped me a lot, when you compare yourself with someone, you will be ruined no matter what, because you're just competing with people. You want a competition somehow. You want to just compete. You're not thinking about yourself. If you make progress, you won't see it. So that's about competition. Damn. So it's about that. It's about that. And so one of the great attitude that I learned from those artists was, don't compare yourself with anyone else. If you want to improve, you have to stop comparing yourself. Which I didn't stop comparing myself on those days when I was doing art, but I stopped comparing myself in English learning. And that's what happened to me when I'm here, and you know, that's the result. I'm recording myself in English, so as you see. So that's the case. That's the case. And one of the great attitude that I learned, and another one was train every day. Do it, you know, do or draw something at least once or twice a day, and do it and practice every day. And somehow they taught me about how practicing every day will help me. And of course, deliberate practice, and not just practicing a draw, it's not gonna help me if I draw. No, deliberate practice means if you draw something, go back and watch it and then do it again, draw it again. So I on those days I didn't do it, so I was somehow stupid, if you like to call me. Yes, I was. But I used that in English learning. You know, when I record myself, I would listen to it a lot. Oh my god. For example, I would do such a thing. I would say, oh my god, I made a mistake here. So let's record it again and let's practice it again. And let's change it. Yes, let's change it. Let's correct the mistake, and I'm gonna improve. So, you know, as you guys may know, I haven't got a chance to speak with anyone. I haven't spoken to any tourist or maybe native speaker. I improved my, speaking ability with just recording, just that. You know, recording myself, listening to myself, and correct my mistakes and have my own feedbacks, and help myself to get through those mistakes. So by the way, that was a great thing that I learned from those artists. And you know, it's some attitudes usual artists have, you know, they have it naturally if they're professional. You know, if you listen to any professional artists, you will find they will tell they will teach you these kind of things. So I don't know, I believe they gave me lots of advices, you know, on how to practice, how to do it, and I use them mostly on English. So that's why I say language learning is like art. You know, you have to be an artist to learn the language. So I believe I'm a great artist, at least in language learning. Maybe not in drawing that much, but in language learning I can call myself a great enthusiastic language learner, because I love to listen to English just because of English, nothing else. I love to read books because just it interests me. So that's the case. So artists, why they improved a lot? Because they do art for just art, you know. Those artists that, you know, gave some advices on goals and have a great goal to, you know, motivate yourself. And they talk about that a lot, a lot. I saw several videos and clips on YouTube about these subjects, you know, having goals when you want to learn a skill, for example, drawing. So they talk about that very, very much. And I learned from them, you know. For example, I had lots of different, goals when I decided to learn English, as you guys may know. For example, I love to communicate with people. You know, English made me to have lots of friends, at least on the internet. I have lots of friends. I have jobs because of English, and of course a little bit talent I have. And it was just about communication, because people know English. Maybe they're better than me, but if they don't know how to communicate, they can't use English. They just know English. They know grammar. They know vocabulary, and everyone knows that. Recently I was listening to one of AJ's podcasts. He said something great. He said that if you do unusual things, you will have unusual results. Don't follow the herd. He was amazing, seriously. Because if I wanted to just be like, you know, other language learner and other English speakers, at least English students, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have any friends to talk with and enjoy talking with them, enjoy helping each other, having a great peer group. But I decided to be a little bit different, and art helped me a lot on this case, on this fashion. So I think it's enough, guys. Thank you for listening to me again. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I look forward to listen to you guys more than ever. So do a list of challenges, record yourself. I look forward to listen to you guys. Have a good time, and thank you for listening to me again. See you later.